¿Qué?
Thank you for holding. Is this Froy?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, Froy. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's a busy day, but I'm okay. Hanging in there.
All right.
I understand you were
Right.
speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
No, I know how it works. I think we're just trying to figure out how much it's going to cost per month.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be able to go over the pricing for or with you. I want to let the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available within your area. I don't know if you've looked up Locksmith before in Houston, but it's there's only three guys that are going to show.
I haven't recently, but I mean, I have a pretty good idea how it works.
Yeah, there's only three guys that show there next to the map. We just have one listing open, so we're going down the qualified candidates list that they gave us. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill it, we're closing it out, so we can't work with any other locksmiths. But are you insured and licensed?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Do you have a website already?
I do not
No website? Okay. And then Tara told me you were doing Home Advisor already. You'll probably leave that service once we get this up and running. That's more for like general contractors. This is gonna connect you with, real people, real time. They're locked out, but their
have a
phone
website.
works. They look up Locksmith
Yes.
and you're there. So, all right. I can put you on what's called a Platinum Package. The Platinum Package comes with the website and Facebook, with Facebook ads. Usually that package is advertised at $499. I could reduce the rate down to just $249 month to month as part of a discounted
Okay.
pricing structure called a new in business credit. So you'd be looking
Okay.
at $249 month to month, no long-term contract or commitment on your part.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
And
good.
then
So with this, I mean, if people look up Locksmith, OTG is going to pull up my phone number, things like that.
yeah, name, address, phone number, reviews. It's your full Google business profile. So we'll actually create, verify your Google business profile, and then that's what they'll be able to see. There'll also be a link to the website we build for you on there.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I'm interested.
Okay. And I have to create an account and get you Google verified. That's why I was asking about your license and insurance, because they're going to ask you to send it in.
All righty.
Okay, we're
So
very
now I do
thorough
this
about the
online, I'm
locksmith.
guessing.
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now. So there's actually like a digital form. When I sign you up, it'll automatically send it to you, ask you to fill it out, and then obviously the sign off on the service agreement, we'll send that all in writing too.
Okay, sounds
All right.
good.
All right, Froy, let me create the account then. On the first page of Google, you could only get one phone number listed. Is this the best
Okay.
phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, it is. Yes,
Okay.
it is.
All right, so I'm going to repeat it back to you here. It's 832-597-3186.
Yes.
Okay. And you just spell your first name Froy?
Oh, so my full name is Froilan.
Lan. Froilan?
Froilan, yes, you got it.
Okay. And
I
what's
got
your
it
last
about the
name?
first time.
My full first name is actually Jazwan, and my middle name is John. So I'm used to people messing up my
Go
name
with John.
too. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear, I understand that.
Right. What's your last
Yeah.
name, Froilan?
Last name is Aguirre. Aguirre.
Okay. Aguirre. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and a receipt?
It's otglocksmith@gmail.com.
Okay, do you have a logo for your business yet?
I do. I don't have like a digital form of it. I mean, I just have my business card so far.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we can get it transferred to the site if you could send in a picture of the business card. And
Okay.
any photos that you want to use for the website, the Google Business profile, or the Facebook page, we'd want you to send those in too. I'm gonna shoot you a text message here with the email address for you to send in photos and what you have of your logo, and then I'll also send you my direct number and extension in case you need help with it when you get to it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Give me one second. And then Google is going to send you this postcard in the mail just to verify your address. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of letting them know that you're a local locksmith.
Okay.
What's the street address that I could send that to?
You can send it to 10703.
10703.
Sharpview, S-H-A-R-P-V-I.
Oh, I found it. Drive?
Correct.
Okay, Houston, and then it's 77072?
That's right.
Okay, I got it here on the Google Maps. And then, do you want me to hide your street address?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because you're going to them, right? They're never coming to you. So.
Yeah, I'm mobile service, so.
Okay.
For my business, my address on there.
I got you. It'll still say Houston, Texas 77072 on your Google Business profile. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7.
Okay. Emergency services available?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and there's not going to be any setup fees because it tells us on the qualified candidates list that you're veteran-owned and operated.
Veteran?
Yeah, is that not right?
No, I'm not veteran.
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened.
You know what? I'm actually just going to leave it waived for your honesty. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... Yeah, most guys would have lied and just been like, yeah, you know, I'm going to get a cheaper rate. That was cool. That makes me feel better, too, because you're in an industry
I like to be honest and straightforward with everybody.
No, yeah, it makes me feel a lot better, too. I was going to say, I'm like, you're in an industry where, like, integrity is questioned the most by Google and everybody marketing. So that was awesome. Appreciate that. All right, so let me go and update, and then we're going to still waive his setup fees on it for him. Still give it, yeah. Yeah, let's take that off, Kim. Thank you. Okay, and then website, good. All right, so we're going to want to interview you, Froilan. The interviews is just to customize your campaign and your website. So they're going to go over all the services you provide and what you don't provide, too. We want to make sure we're connecting you with the right people. And then also they're going to go over the service area with you in case there's, like, parts of town maybe you don't want to go to or kind of exclude yourself from. So typically the client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We also got to get a domain name and get an idea on how you want the website to look. But what do you think would be the best time for us to do the client interview with you?
Would that be in person or through the phone?
It's going to be over the phone.
Okay. We can do it today, maybe like 1 o'clock or
1 o'clock.
Yeah, like 1:30. Let's do 1:30.
Okay. I could do 1 to 2.
That works.
Okay. Yeah, I just put it in there between 1 to 2, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation via your Gmail.
Okay.
And then they'll text you 1 hour before just as a heads-up reminder. Are you bilingual?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Even better. Okay. Do you have guys that work for you, or is it just you running around?
No, it's just me at the moment. I just started my business in November.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. Still just getting it off the ground. Well, things will pick up, and, I mean, obviously it's more important that you find good help, but if you can find some help, we just want to make sure that you're maximizing your ROI from it, and that kind of puts us in a position to work with you long-term, and that's really the goal. So.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah, so hopefully we grow it. Are you? You're
as
open
it
to
gets
it.
Busier, hopefully, you know.
Yeah,
I hope
but
to have
again, that. You're in an industry where I'm telling you, like, Google is very, like, critical about the locksmiths that we have up there. So it's like, if you're going to hire a guy, make sure it's a guy that's not going to get you bad reviews. Because that could really shoot us in the foot. We'll have to tell you, keep your money this month. You go a different route if you start getting a bunch of bad reviews, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I have your account created. I got that client interview scheduled, so we're going to circle back with you. It's lined up between 1 and 2, so it's only about an hour from now. They'll circle back and do the client interview with you.
Okay.
But in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business name and my personal name, the card is.
Okay, so it says Froilan. You pronounce your last name Aguirre?
Aguirre, yeah.
Aguirre, okay. And then is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
No.
No? And then it says OTG Locksmith LLC or Locksmith LLC?
OTG Locksmith LLC.
Okay, perfect. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Correct.
Okay, Froy. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, just real quick. So I saw your email before I give you my credit card. Is there another way for you to verify, this is Google Services?
Another way to verify that we're Google Services?
Yes.
Yeah, so here, let me show you. We're a premier Google partner. So Google doesn't call you. They have us call you. The partners are the ones who actually host and maintain the placements.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I sent you that, and then I'll send you our company and our reviews. We've been in business for 20 years, so we have thousands of reviews. We do this for businesses all over the country.
Gotcha. Give me one second, buddy.
That one's just the pricing page, but it does have our Google partner badge and credentials attached to it before the packages. So that's really what you would look for is premier partner badge and credentials so that you actually know that they're affiliated with Google. And then I also sent the reviews there, too. It's coming through now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So there's like 1,031, I believe we have for... Let me look back at it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to verify before you not get my credit card.
Yeah, I know. That's natural. You want to make sure you're in good hands. But, you know, as far as Google advertising goes, you're pretty safe as a business owner, especially as a locksmith. The only way you guys are going to be able to get on the first page of Google is through this Google Partner Program. It looks like it might have sent it to you twice.
Okay.
Sorry, I tried to double-click it.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Just want to make sure you know you're in good hands. So I'll actually be your account lead. I sent you my direct number and extension. We do have an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment of everything on your account. So you basically have a team of guys back here that are getting in there, making sure that it's working for you. And the only way we're going to get paid next month is if you get paid. So we'll get in there, drive as many clients as we can to you each month.
All right. Okay, let's go ahead.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's 4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
2663.
2663.
1572.
1572.
1576.
76. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
11/29.
11/29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
652.
Okay. I'm going to send you everything in writing right now, too, so you have a written service agreement. And then I'm also going to send you the username and password for your tracking system and your Google verification form.
Okay.
Okay. So that way, if you have any questions about the legitimacy of it, that'll knock it out right there. All right. Here we go. Boom. Oh, I have to make sure I include the website for you. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as well. Google requires that we do this just as added protection for you as the business owner. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our business and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
OTG Locksmith LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Froilán Aguirre. I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just gave me?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Froilán, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Say again, please.
Yeah, so it's not saying that you can't do anything else, but we're saying, like, after today, when you sign up with us, we want you to let us know about any other online advertising so we can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings that we created.
Okay, okay.
You can't have, like, two Google business profiles floating around. It causes a discrepancy with Google, and they suspend both of them. So it's like...
Oh, okay.
You shouldn't need anything else after this, honestly, but if you're going to add something, just double check that you're not, like, duplicating anything or spending money on something that we're already doing for you.
Okay, I got you.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 20th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249. However, this is going to be for a platinum package. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It was part of a veteran's discount, but I left that on there just for your honesty earlier in the call. And then it says, when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 20th day, but you'll keep the discounted price of $249 for as long as you're with us. And it says, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is, if you do decide to discontinue one day, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. Stay on the line with me. It's going to send you everything in writing. So you're going to get three text messages and three emails that will come through. They're the same. We just send them to both platforms, but one's going to be for Google verification. The other will be an outline of the agreement in writing. And then the last one will be the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system for all your leads.
Gotcha.
Okay. Sorry if I'm talking loud. There's just like a lot of background noise, so I feel like I'm yelling at you.
All right. Is it better now?
Yeah, way better. Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
No, all good. All right. Here we go. So you should have these texts coming through. My colleagues are looking at me like, why are you yelling? Yeah, why are you screaming at this guy? I probably look like a psycho. I got three monitors in front of
my car, man. I'm driving, but I'm about to park here in a second.
Yeah, it sounds like a loud car though.
It is like a little bit loud. Truck.
Yeah. So you said you started in November, right?
Started the business in November. I've been a locksmith for 7 years.
Okay, good. So you know what you're doing then. You were working with somebody before?
Yeah.
Okay. You have some people that would, you know, be able to put some reviews on there for you?
So, question, am I able to transfer reviews? Because since I've been working with HomeAdvisor, I've gotten a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Can I transfer those or no?
Yeah, I see these right here. We can't transfer them to the Google business profile because it's written, like, by those people, and Google has verified reviews. That way somebody can't just get on there and blast you with a bunch of bad reviews if they didn't like you or something.
Yeah.
But we do have a section in your tracking system where it says request review, and you can, like, plug in their number if you can go find their number, and then it'll send them the text with the link so they could just put the star rating and rewrite the review for you. But we can't we can't copy and paste it, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. Just because it's verified reviews, you know. You can't just put, like, 20 of them on there overnight. But you could send that message off to, like, a bunch of past clients and see if they'll just even put the star rating on there because it'll save, their name.
I actually did that yesterday for some of them. Okay. I don't want to bug them again.
You're like, dang. All right, we'll get you new ones, though. I mean, you're in an area where, you know, you're going to get – it's kind of high traffic for what you do, so – should be fine. We'll build it up. I mean, there's only five of them there. You know, I have guys that go through 5 service calls in, you know, 2 days.
Okay. So how many calls should I be expecting per day?
Well, Google tells us not to give you, like, a number on that just because they don't want me to, like, tell you 20 calls a day and then you go, like, hey, I'm only getting 5, and then you cancel based on that, you know? So they tell us to stay away from promising you a certain amount of clients or ROI from being up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They don't want us to tell you, oh, you're going to get 20, and then you sign up based on that, and it's like we lied to you to get you to buy it, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So they're just, like, shy away from that. But you're in a high-traffic area for locksmiths. Like, the Google Analytics says that in the last 30 days, and this is 40 miles around Houston, there's been 1,812 hits on just that keyword locksmith.
Gotcha.
So, not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls, but, I mean, it's that many more people that would have saw you last month that didn't. Okay, I think you're getting all the confirmations.
All right. Yeah, I'm getting them now.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we were waiting for there. So you'll have the username and password for your tracking system in there. When you sign the subscription terms, it'll automatically take you there. So the one that says, Froyland, thank you for choosing Local Splash, will have a link to the subscription terms, and that'll have all the products and features in writing right there. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation. It's all black and white. And then when you're ready, you can sign off on that. You don't have to do that right now. And then, what's the other one? Oh, the Google verification. Yeah, you can only access the Google verification form in the section that says business info in your tracking system. Mm-hmm. So you basically gotta sign the subscription terms, then it'll take you to the tracking system. You log in with your username and password. Username's your phone number, password's Cool Media. It's in there. And then once you're in there, you go to business info and you'll do your Google verification. You fill it out. It'll ask you for your license, insurance, business documents.
Okay.
Sounds complicated, but if you have any problems, just let us know. We'll walk you through it. I also got a client interview scheduled for you at about 45 minutes, so I'm basically going to notate this account, work on it, send it downstairs, and then they'll call you at the top of the hour and start walking you through the client interview process so we can get it all up and running as soon as possible.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll be talking to you here shortly.
All righty. Thank you. You do as well.
All right. Bye-bye, Froy.
Bye-bye.